to Slackerwood Podcast number 9. I believe it is number 9. I can't always count. I'm Jet Kernian.
And I'm Debbie Serda.
And Debbie's over here at my house, and we just had dinner and talked about movies, so I think we're just probably going to keep talking about food during this podcast. And Mike Judge is helping us with that, because the news is out today that his latest film, Extract, as in, you know,
Vanilla Cooking Extract,
will be premiering at the Paramount Theater on August 18th. Is that a Wednesday?
I believe that it is.
Okay. We're looking at a press release that doesn't have the day of the week on it, but I think it's a Wednesday. It's midweek. And there are several ways you can get tickets if you want to go to this. It looks like it's going to be very cool. They're going to have a red carpet, and not only will Mike Judge be there, but Jason Bateman.
And it starts out, as far as the tickets, that if you're an Austin Film Society member, you'll actually be able to purchase your tickets during a preview window Tuesday, July 28th at noon through their website, which is www.austinfilm.org. Tickets for the general public, though, will be available noon on Monday, August 3rd. So that'll be a few days after that. And then also there was...
Well, the cool thing here that I have to say is that Austin Film Society is letting you buy, if you're a member, you can buy the tickets off their website.
Right.
Which is so cool, because you guys have all heard me get ranty about how when you buy them off the Paramount, there's all these charges and stuff, and it's, you know, more expensive than you think. But if you are an AFS member and you buy it off their site, there are no extra charges. So that should be an incentive right there.
And a great thing about this, for any of you who read our blog this week, this is actually a benefit for the Texas Filmmakers Production Fund. And so it's really great that Mike Judge and everyone else is supporting Austin Film Society and this fund for our local community.
Yeah, the fund gives out grants to filmmakers who are working on films. A lot of Austin films have received it. I know Crawford got one.
Horse Boy was the one that we just talked
about. You could go through a bunch of Austin films for the last 5 years, and they get money or film stock.
Lab services.
Mm-hmm. So.
And there was one more way that you could get tickets to
this. There is another way you can get tickets, and I also have had a piece of paper put in front of me telling me that August 18th is on a Tuesday. I feel like Jon Stewart. I should have the little earphone. So the premiere is on Tuesday, August 18th, and if you have a 2009 Fantastic Fest badge or a 2010 South by Southwest film badge, you can get tickets.
You can register
for a drawing to get free tickets for this premiere.
Right, and so the way that you could do that is you can visit the Fantastic Fest Facebook page and RSVP there to win, and then they'll do that drawing. And then winners will be announced on Monday, August 10th at noon. So be sure to check back to the Fantastic Fest Facebook page and their blog if you do register for that. But if you can afford it, I'd say go ahead and go to... becoming a member of Austin Film Society is a really great way to start. It's a very inexpensive membership.
It is.
And gets you in a lot of screenings all year. So that's one way.
There are several levels of tickets for this, up to and including a VIP one where you get to go, party with Mike Judge after. If you go to the Austin Film Society site or Alamo Drafthouse blog, you can get all the details on this stuff. Because if I tell you, you're not going to remember. So that's the big news for this week. And of course, we will be covering this event. It's right after Robert Rodriguez's shorts premiere, too. So you can have a whole week of red carpet, and we are going to have a week of fun reporting and bringing it all back to you.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So... food! We want to talk about food today, and one reason why is that Debbie came over for dinner and she brought this amazing mushroom dish. Talk about the mushrooms.
Well, this was a dish that was kind of inspired after thinking about just some recent developments in regard to some of the films that have been coming out and the influences they've had on folks and their food choices. Specifically... one thing had to do with my sister telling me she had seen Food Inc., and after that, she's being very selective about her food choices to the point of calling me on the phone and asking me the difference between natural and organic chicken. And I'd had the opportunity back in March to see Know Your Mushrooms, which is directed by Ron Mann, the same person who had directed Go Further. And so during that time, I saw this, and we had a great mushroom dishes there. And so I was inspired today to take some mushrooms that I had received from the mushroom hunter himself from he was selling at the screening. And I used some of those. They were the shimeji, or otherwise known as fried chicken mushroom. And I used those along with some cremini and white button mushrooms that I've gotten through greenling.com. Greenling's a local organic food delivery service that I had just joined, and it was really nice to take some of those products and create this dish, saute them up, threw them with some whole wheat pasta, some fresh lemon basil, everything local, so it's really great because of sustainability. And I suggested this as a topic to Jet because my thoughts are that it's interesting with all the information out there, how does someone actually be influenced by the information about food choices, organic, and sustainability? And I started thinking about movies. I mean, go further. Ron Mann put me off of cow's milk for a solid 6 months after seeing that
film. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's great for us right now because not only is Food Inc. still playing in Austin, I believe it's playing at Arbor, but you can also see Know Your Mushrooms, which Debbie has been talking about, because it is playing on what day? Because I want to get the day right this time.
It's me, Wednesday.
Wednesday, July 29th. Is that this coming Wednesday?
Yes.
It's playing at Ritz, and they are having an all-mushroom feast that you can have with it. And you can have a vegetarian version if you want or not. You just have to let them know. But if you go to Alamo's site, you can find out all about it. And so there's plenty of opportunities right there, right here in Austin, to see some of these movies about your food choices.
Yeah, and Know Your Mushroom was interesting because this was kind of a hodgepodge of a film in that it wasn't just about, specifically about, you know, I went thinking, okay, we're going to see this guy who goes out and collects mushrooms, interesting. But, you know, and that would appeal more to the naturalists. But I went to watch this movie and I wound up just going, wow, the parts of it that appeal to the foodie in me, that appeal to the person who is concerned about, you know, what is it that I'm eating, was just pretty amazing. I really felt that once again, Ron Mann has successfully affected, has made me think more when I'm shopping and the way that I, you know, purchase and what I use in my daily meal. So
cool.
I mean, I'm still, I went back on cow's milk, but it's only organic. We only, because I drink milk every day, so that's what we do.
But did they, you saw this at South by Southwest,
yes.
Did Alamo have mushroom food?
Yes, they had this wonderful pizza. It was so, in fact, actually it was complimentary.
Oh, I had that pizza. It was very good.
It was spicy, too. That was one of the mushrooms that gives more spice to it. I don't know that they're featuring it this time around, but they, at the screening, they were giving out pieces. They were complimentary to everyone at the beginning, and that was, you know, that was really great. That was really wonderful. And it was really nice to have Ron Mann here because he's definitely, you know, he's a favorite of South by Southwest. He was here for Tales of the Rat Fink, where Steve from Continental Club loaned him some of his old classic cars, and Lewis Black was there. Lewis and him are really good friends. And of course, go further, when Woody Harrelson was here, that was when he borrowed someone's bike, jumped on it, and took off down Congress. Always entertaining, anytime Ron's in town, so... the other thing is, of course, people always wonder about the whole psychedelic aspect, and that's kind of briefly just discussed. Yeah, you don't really see them looking for those special ones, but with the soundtrack by the Flaming Lips, how can you not address the psychedelic aspect of mushrooms? Seriously.
Well, I don't think Alamo's having psychedelic mushrooms.
No.
I think that would make it hard to watch the film. It's hard. No, I have to say, I have been to very few of the Alamo feasts, and one reason, although I always enjoy the food, is that it's hard for me to watch the film. The classic example is that Chip and I went to see the Simpsons movie with the Simpsons Feast, which was just absolutely the best food. And we kept missing stuff, especially because it's the Simpsons. So I like to recommend people go to feasts for movies that they've seen already or that they don't feel like they have to keep watching every minute. But I don't know how visual Know Your Mushrooms is.
It's actually not, it actually is a very visual movie, so you do want to try to be able to focus. And the difficulty, in a way, is that John and Trish, when they do up there, you know, I actually had spoken to Trish about this for, I did an interview with her for Dishola. Trish is the chef, but Trish Eichelberger. And so I had done a little interview helping out over at Dishola.com about her dishes. And it's interesting when she talks about how she comes up with these menus. It's that she usually tries, if she can, to pull something out from the film, or just find something that is kind of complementary or may contrast well with it. And so I think some good choices. I went to the last night at the Alamo for the big feast, where John and the head chef and Trisha done up the menu. That was actually, it was a mirror of what was served in the movie itself. So the problem with that is, yes, you get lost in kind of just the pleasures of the food. And sometimes they don't concentrate
on it. It's really hard, yeah. At South by Southwest, they did a cheese plate for Artois the Goat, and it was the most beautiful cheese plate. And it is really hard to eat a cheese plate and watch a movie. I don't do that.
Yeah. I think the one thing that I missed, I would like to have enjoyed, was the Estomago feast during Fantastic Fest, because Estomago was a really wonderful movie. Kind of a surprise little sleeper movie that
I did see that, and I really enjoyed that. I'm not sure I'd want to eat during that movie.
I don't think I'd want to have the steak at the meat at the very end.
Oh no!
I'd have to have a vegetarian option. If you don't know what we're talking about, definitely check out Estomago. I don't know if it's available, if it's been released yet.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up, and we should do an update on some of that. One movie I did see this week that I don't really recommend eating during is The Collector. Whether you're I guess you have to be a very hardcore horror film fan indeed to be eating during a film with a lot of graphic and very intense scenes in it. I had some dessert and I ate about half and it was like, okay, I don't really want to eat anymore during this movie. But I'm not going to say any more because I will be reviewing the movie next week and I don't want to spoil the review.
Well, I'm actually on a little bit of, I haven't been to the Draft House recently just because I need to streamline down before Fantastic Fest, because I know I'll be there for almost a week eating Alamo food, which will be enjoyable, as well as at the Highball, you know, that'll be the nice little option. Go have some pie over there. And so I'd say that I hadn't had to worry too much. I hadn't had anything that put me off my popcorn yet for any screenings I'd seen, including G-Force and 500 Days of Summer, but...
Well, now, and this is the part where I would like to talk about movie food at all the Austin theaters, but there really isn't, except that I believe Galaxy Highland is the theater that does really nice popcorn with the actual real butter melted on it. Am I right? Looking around the room.
I think so. I think
I'm right. I'll check on that. They have pretty good popcorn, and Dobie still does nice treats.
Do they? Yeah.
They have ice cream.
And I have to say, the amount of time I've spent in the Regal theaters recently is I definitely need to get my Regal Crown card, because they're nice in that they give back, you know, when you're there and you, you know, get concessions from them often, that typically what will happen is after a certain number of uses, you'll get a free popcorn or free sodas or such. And that's really nice, because with the prices being so high at concessions, it's great when the theater kind of gives a little bit back that way. So,
good.
What else do we have to talk about?
Well, we could talk about food all night. I mean, you guys could just have an hour long, be forced to hear us talk about food for a solid hour. Fantastic Fest is coming up. One of the things that we will do probably on Slackerwood is something similar to South by Southwest, where we talk about places to eat near the theater. Even though you can eat at Alamo all week, you will get really tired doing so. And then we were talking the other day about eating near other movie theaters. Debbie and I had dinner at Milano Cafe,
which
is
wonderful.
A very nice place to eat near AMC Barton Creek. It's in Oak Hill, right off Southwest Parkway, and it's local, and they make their own pasta and pastry, and it was very tasty.
And I have to say, I have to give a shout-out to Me So Hungry, for anyone who's on Twitter, because we do get a lot of our information.
Is that her account name?
That's her account name. Okay. Actually, now she's changed her name to, I think it's Making It With Moonshine, because this gal's known as a cupcake fairy. She'll show up with cupcakes and give them out, but she actually will bake with beer as well. So you never know when she might show up at an event. So We're going to have to try to plot something for a screening.
Can we get her to show up in a movie with lots of cupcakes? Because that would be really cool.
I bet we could. She has plans tomorrow to show up with some cupcakes at an event that I'm going to be at. So that's great. But it was nice for her because it was nice knowing that we had someone that you can put it out there to the Twitter sphere and ask, you know, we're going to see a movie down this area. We're looking for, you know, something with Wi-Fi and something for light dinner. And had a few people who responded. I think you'd had the same experience.
Yeah, I have been, if you follow me on Twitter, I have been known before going to a movie to say, I need to eat near blah, blah, blah theater. Does anybody have a suggestion? And people come up with really good stuff that I would not normally think of.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to eat at the food court at AMC Barton Creek. You know, you can only have so much Chick-fil-A in your life.
Yeah, and there's definitely sites out there like Yelp and Dishola that you can do your homework. But when you're on the road heading along, you're sitting at a light, it's, no, dear lazy web, please tell me where I need to eat.
So on that same note, too, we live fairly close to Alamo Village, and they've just opened a Madam Mam's there, which it would be wonderful. A very nice place to eat before or after if you are not in an Alamo food mood.
Yeah, I have some friends. So. I have a friend who's Thai who says the only place she'll eat out in Austin for Thai food is Madam Mam's. It's a family business started, I think, back, let's see. It's been about almost 10 years, 9 or 10 years that they've been here in Austin. And that's their third location. It's, like I said, very convenient to the Alamo. And so recommend that as well. I think we talked about the Arbor. When I went there, I'd gone next door to Manuel's.
There's Manuel's by the Arbor.
There's La Madeleine Cafe.
There's La Madeleine, which has wireless. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what else
there's
is by there.
There's a new Tower Burger place. Have you been there yet?
There's also another burger place, Elevation. There are 20,000 burger places in Austin now. Somebody needs to do some kind of, not burger bed story notwithstanding, somebody needs to do some kind of burger movie thing in this town. Maybe like a burger pub crawl with films or something.
Top Notch
is right by here.
They're going through a renovation right now. I think they're finished up, but Top Notch, you might be familiar with, appeared in
Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
Yes.
And so they did a major renovation over the last... I say major renovation. Yeah. For them, it means they're painting.
I was going to say, we were just there. I don't remember anything renovated.
It's renovated when you have a old Austin traditional place around for 25 years and they finally, replace the ceiling tiles to deal with the smoke or something.
But yeah, we should be right. We will be doing some more food and movie stuff on Slackerwood. Keep an eye out. I want to wrap up a little here and talk about some things that Debbie and I are going to be seeing next week or that we want to see. I always tell you what I want to see and then I never go, but sometimes I do. For example, The Hurt Locker is still playing at Arbor, and I would really like to see that. I haven't seen that yet. It's very shameful of me, and so I'm hoping to go see that. Also, Alamo is, I don't know which Alamo it is, but they're showing Alien, the 1979 Alien, which is really cool. Click on movies this week and we'll find it. Because it's playing twice. It's playing Sunday night, I think at 10:30 at the Ritz, Alamo Ritz. And then it's playing Monday night again at the Ritz at 7:15. So,
and I think
that's the director's cut. So that's pretty cool.
Was the Paramount also showing an edition of that? But I'm not sure.
I don't know if the Paramount's showing that this summer. Go look, because they sure are showing some good stuff. They're showing E.T. this weekend. So, you know, that's an alien movie for people who don't like aliens popping out of stomachs.
Oh, that's right. They're doing Raiders of the Lost Ark and E.T.
That's right.
Double bill.
That's right.
Is. Well, speaking of kind of E.T. makes me think about one of the things that I'd seen this past week that I highly recommend, if you haven't yet, to get to is Moon. It's showing at the Arbor in Dobie. Definitely a great film for any sci-fi fans, as well as the fact that it's just kind of a really nice kind of character piece. The definition of what is your true identity, that was really very enjoyable. I might even see it a second time. And we're talking about food, and it's interesting, as I said, my sister and her whole thing of changing her food choices based on seeing Food Inc. And Jet and I both haven't seen that yet, so we're going to probably rectify that.
Yes, so far I've named, four movies I'm going to see this weekend. I don't know how many of them I'm really going to see, but I am pure of heart and I intend to see all of them. And if you go on Slackerwood and look at movies this week, you can see some of the other things we're recommending or not recommending, as the case may be. We've all done a group review of 500 Days of Summer, and I also have the Ugly Truth review. Notice I am not urging you to go out and see that. You could draw your own conclusion there.
I heard the Ugly Truth was the Ugly Truth. It was just the 140 characters less. What's your review? I like the little soundbite kind of.
I would enjoy seeing those stars in another movie that isn't that one.
I think that it's interesting when you look at the choices of what to see. You know, I think that having seen G-Force instead of seeing The Collector, kind of happy with it because, you know, I'm a kid at heart. I like the gadgets. I like the, you know, I like the whole talking animals, you know, kind of a little bit of that eye candy sort of thing. I can use the excuse of having a 9-year-old niece, you know, that she makes me do it, but I guess true confessions.
And Up is still playing, too, if you haven't seen that. And Coraline is out on DVD now. I might point out while
that.
We're talking about really cool animated films. So... well, I am seeing that our time is running out, so we will come back, hopefully in 2 weeks this time. I really promise we'll try and not wait this long gap of time, and hopefully we'll have Jen Brown with us next time as well.
And be sure to catch up with us. We do have a Twitter account for all of our contributors now, at Slackerwood, as well as you can find Jet, J-E-T-T-E-K, and yes. I'll Snacks on there. And give us a shout. Let us know if there's something you'd like to hear us talk about for our next podcast. Any special guests you can round up.
Yeah. We'll get, and really, you name them, we'll bring them in. Because they're lined up.
Yes, I hear them pounding on the door now.
Special guest, my cat, who's been sitting next to me the whole time.
But he
doesn't have much to say about that. So you've been listening to the Slackerwood Podcast. And I'm Jet Green.
And I'm Debbie Serta.
Thanks very much.